This audio was mastered by Bowen Information Technology. Better service, lower price. 956-472-8601.
March 16th, 2015, right here, right now, you're listening to openwordnews.com. RGV, El Guy, actually, you know what? The Guy, because we're getting close to St. Paddy's Day, and everybody out there who's seen my red beard in full fury knows that I'm a little Irish. How you doing over there, pamphleteer?
Wait, what? A little Irish?
That's right.
You're not a little Irish. You're a lot of Irish.
Well, I'm a lot. If you look at a picture of my granddad, he looks like a young Conan O'Brien in his prime. So
nice.
Yeah, I can't even deny it. Red to the max. Openwordnews.com. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Not yet, but soon, folks.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? Top of the morning to you. Get a little Killian's Irish red in me, and I'm sure I'll be all right. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Here across the globe, the noise in your ears is created by these two peers, RGV El Guy and the Pamphleteer. News across the desk of the world, Pamphleteer. One of the big stories today, and I want you to touch base on this. You actually have this from Forbes, if I'm not mistaken. Kent Hovind, and you know what? I can't even do this guy justice. You're one of the people who I love so much. You've shared, you shared with me Kent Hovind early in life. A little detail on that. You want to touch base on who, what, yeah, when, where, why this guy's important?
Yeah, actually, Kent Hovind comes out of the Creation Science Evangelism, which was a company that was founded a few years back, almost 20 years ago, I want to say. And Kent Hovind here finds himself on the Forbes website. Jury finds Kent Hovind guilty of contempt of court. No verdict on fraud charges. So apparently, they're still coming after him after 10 years. He's been in prison for over 10 years for trumped up charges on tax evasion of some sort. They've done everything. But you've read a little bit more into the story than I have.
You know, one of the things though, I want you to share with the people out there. I mean, what is this creation? This crazy thing they call creationism. I mean, what makes this man? And for anybody who's seen Kent give any kind of speech, one of the most clean-cut Boy Scout-looking people you could probably ever see. I've never met the man.
I have personally met him.
You've met him, right?
Yes.
So what makes this man dangerous, pamphleteer?
Well, one of the major things that I met him before pre-9/11, and I think one of the most dangerous things that this gentleman or this Christian man that I hold dear to my heart, one of the things that he pointed out was that evolution is one of the most dangerous things that can be taught in public schools, and points out specifically in his presentation. He has actually a 7-part series that is through his ministry that you can get still today and online also. If you just type in Kent Hovind, and that's Hovind, Kent, and the correlation of evolution and all of the atrocities that have happened throughout the generation, throughout the millennia, of people that just completely remove God from the picture. And when you're at that point, you're pretty much, you do whatever you want to whoever you want.
And I did almost like a 14-15 hour marathon of Kent Hovind this past weekend, and just going through some of the things that inspired by his mission. And you know, he is an interesting thinker. He ties biblical principle to why really there's only two camps, according to himself. You're either for God or against God. And every other breach along the way, from communism, socialism, the theory of evolution, all stems from basic racist, unbiblical, unchristian belief systems. And he kind of points it out and then ties it to everything from the Federal Reserve to misappropriation of funds and really other aspects of our day-to-day lives that are just completely corrupt. Speaking of other dangerous men, though, Nicolas Maduro, this is actually the current leader of Venezuela, pamphleteer. He is saying that the U.S. sanctions are barbaric, aggressive, and shameful. Now, coming up in a little bit after we finish up some of this covering of the news, we're going to go back to Kent Hovind.
We are, yes.
But, you know, this is interesting, too, though, because here you have in America somebody who's being persecuted saying, hey, you know what? I'm being charged. And folks, if you get a chance, look this up. He was actually charged for structuring. That's what Ken Hovind was charged for. Now, you look at Nicolas Maduro. He is talking about sanctions that have been placed by the United States. He's demanding, and he's been given executive order power from now to December 31st. That is a big deal because this man is on a rampage in the sense where he is so dissatisfied with the United States that he is outright calling Obama and the United States and saying that we need a reduction in Venezuela of 80%. That is a large number, folks. That's a United States embassy being told that they need to reduce their size by 80% and that there are certain officials who will be restricted from entering the country. So that is a big deal. Obama issued an executive order freezing the assets of 7 Venezuela officials and banning them from entering America. So in retaliation, you have Maduro announcing that he would seek a decree of powers to defend the integrity of the country. Mr. Maduro says that the U.S. is actually behind a coup attempting being plotted against his government, and the American government rejects the accusation. Of course, the new legislation grants Mr. Maduro powers to issue decrees on matters of public security and defense. This is a big deal, folks. This is in the news today in Venezuela. There are maneuvers being had across the board. And this story actually comes to us, folks, from BBC Latin America. So I don't want you to think this came out from the pseudo news or the far fringe or anything else of that nature. This is a real country declaring its dissatisfaction with the United States. Also in the news today, talking about military maneuvers, one would wonder, I mean, heck, if he can get on the back of a squirrel. Or what the heck was he riding?
Are you talking about Pooty Poot?
Pooty Poot, that's
Pooty
right.
Pooty Poot riding a weasel, riding a woodpecker.
So he's really the weasel whisperer.
He's jumping the shark. That's what he's doing. I don't know if everybody catches that analogy there.
Well, you know, he hadn't been seen for 7 to 10 days. So it was this big deal about where he was. You know, this is actually from RT. It's Russian Times News, and this is massive surprise drills launched in the Arctic on Putin's orders. Now, when they say massive, folks, I want you to realize some 38,000 troops, 41 ships, 15 submarines, 110 jets, and choppers are taking part in these drills to focus on boosting Russia's military presence in the Arctic and to test how quickly special operation forces can move along large distances. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. We still have the entire situation going on in the Ukraine. We've been under a watchful eye for the last pretty much 12 to 18 months as a whole. And NATO is not happy about these maneuvers and drills. And, you know, it's really created almost a permanent dissatisfaction in the Kremlin. And this comes from RT, as I was talking about earlier. Across the news desk pamphleteer, here in the state of Texas, you have some semi-communist, semi-socialist agenda being pushed through. Why don't you give me a little bit of FYI? I think you had that from Breitbart coming up, huh?
Yeah, I covered this last week, and then it hit the news pretty hard over the weekend. You had the Texas representative Villalba files that bill criminalizing bloggers, citizens, filming cops. And, of course, this guy, a Republican, comes out as a really nice guy. We had actually George Rice come in and say that he actually met the gentleman from Texas here. But, again, he's getting slammed because of the unconstitutional bill that they're trying to pass through the House or through Texas. So right here at a Breitbart, you know, you got publications such as Breitbart Texas and Texas Tribune that are published only online, and this is part of the article, online, could argue that they should be considered newspapers or magazines. But as far as from clear, what is clear is that someone who runs an independent blog such as ourselves, openwordnews.com, or an internet radio station or podcast would not be included. As newsrooms across the country have scaled back in recent years, or staff in recent years, independent citizen journalists such as ourselves have often stepped forward to fill that void. So we are that void that's being filled, that's a logical void. You know, there's obviously a need in the market for citizen journalists. And, of course, a lot of these young citizen journalists get picked up. I know Matt Walsh, which was a blogger, got picked up by The Blaze. You know, so the citizen journalists are on the ground, folks. It's not that CNN or CBS or Fox News is getting the information from the actual reporter. They're getting it from firsthand accounts, sources such as openwordnews.com. And we're here if you want to reach out to us. If you're out there, if you're listening to this program, feel free to do that. We can definitely do some reports for you. But it goes on to say that the bill would make it illegal for private citizens to record their own interactions with police officers. So, big man, you could not even record your own interactions as much as you would love to do.
Well, at this point, you still can, so fire away. But, you know, the thought and the notion that someone would have the audacity to put something like this into the public eye and say, oh, you know what, nobody's going to care. It's not going to make a difference. This is sad, but at the same time, it's expected. Look at what happened with Eric Garner. You have a man who is literally choked out, big man like myself, not resisting. They get to the point where they kill the man. And it's all on film. Everything's caught on film. And everybody gets off. And for folks who say, oh, you don't know the whole story, you weren't on the jury, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, forgive me if you don't agree with me, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, watch the video. You tell me if that was your dad, if that was your brother, if that was your mom, how would you feel about your sister or daughter being choked like that? And then having somebody have the audacity to come back and tell you, you know what? It's okay. They shouldn't have been filming that anyway. You know, they actually put the guy who filmed that, he got charges mm-hmm. for obstruction of justice. I think they released him afterwards and dropped the charges. But that's still the fear tactic that is being put out there. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. The reality is I don't have to scare you. It's happening right now. And anything else you want to touch base on that there, Pamphlet? That's a big story.
Yeah, this is a huge story. Like I said, it's hitting the airways right now. But, of course, Via Alba goes on to say that because he does talk to Breitbart, Texas. Breitbart has reached out to Via Alba to get his comment regarding the bill and spoke with him by phone Thursday evening. Via Alba was adamant in his defense with HB 2918. All we're trying to do, in quotes, all we're trying to do is get people to step back when cops are doing their work, he said. And 25 feet doesn't seem unreasonable to me. Now, unreasonable to me, that's a dangerous, dangerous way of go about things. Dangerous to who? Dangerous to him? So what makes him the standard of what's dangerous and what's not dangerous? That's what bothers me. He goes on to say that they're worried about their safety, said Villalba. This is a bill that's meant to protect law enforcement so that law enforcement can protect our families. Well, wait a minute. Law enforcement? I thought they were peace officers. So now they're enforcing the law. Does you see how the word switch? They first became peace officers. Okay? Now they switch the word to law enforcement. That means that they're there to enforce the law as opposed to keep the peace. So once again, you have a change in the language that is completely confusing the people.
One thing that interests me is folks like Dr. Paul, William F. Buckley, for decades now have argued the fact that really constitutionally the military, forget law enforcement, the military is really there to defend us from outside invaders and to protect the public interest. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So every other aspect was left up to state interpretation of how they would dictate and follow up with state and the thing or follow up with the protection of the state itself. And what interests me is that now through the militarization projects going on across the United States, and folks, if you don't think that right here in the Rio Grande Valley or in your hometown in Missouri or Michigan, that if your local PD or sheriff's department hasn't been militarized, let me tell you something. You got that big old SUV with all the all-terrain vehicle in it, with the armory. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, you paid for that, and your local department is being forced to use it or lose it because that's the way our government works.
Yeah.
Where if you want funding, if you want equipment, if you want all that riot gear, you better use it or you're going to lose it. You're listening to openwordnews.com, folks, here on 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday. That's openwordnews.com. Don't forget, folks, we were talking about socialists earlier. We got Putin on the march. If you're on the march and you want some freebies and goodies, go to openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event. Courtesy of our big sponsor, Antigua Villa, we're going to be doing a giveaway soon. Somebody's going to win an event at that beautiful event center. Folks, you don't want to miss out. Coming up, 2015 RGV Freedom Expo. 2015 RGV Freedom Expo. It's where you want to be at. If you are one of the collective minds here in the Valley who feels that they need to share who they are, or you're one of those individualistic people who says, you know what, I want to share what my ideas and my opportunities that have changed my life with others to influence them and guide them in the right direction, reach out to us. Go to openwordnews.com. Be a part of something special. We're going to be back touching base on some of these stories from the news desk and a few more from openwordnews.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom. For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. openwordnews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit openwordnews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and ABG CloudCare specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Summer heat is on the rise, along with your electric bill. So save time and money. Lock in your energy contract today. The choice is yours, and it's yours alone. Call 956-569-3723. That's 956-569-3723. And save more with Mo on the radio.
Don't pay your traffic ticket. Fight for your rights. Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. They'll fight for you and defend your rights. 956-391-2754, rgvdwi.com.
There is no substitute for the healthy glow that comes from taking care of your skin naturally. By using products that are handcrafted with all-natural USDA-certified organic ingredients can help you look and feel your best. Check out PureGanicShop.com, a local company that specializes in organic body care products. That's PureGanics, P-U-R-E-G-A-N-I-X, shop.com. Use promo code OWN14 to get 25% off your order and always free shipping. Shop local, support local, PureGanicShop.com.
Yeah, no, and then he told me, like, did we come from monkeys? And I say, that's not my side of the family, but that's another story. Yeah, openwordnews.com, folks. We are back here March 16, 2015. It's not Pi Day anymore, though, Pamphlet. Did you get to enjoy any pie on International Pi Day?
No, just whatever I saw on the internet. That's pretty much everything I get. I don't get really anything else other than that what I can see on the internet. Yeah, I don't have a pie, usually. I'm really not a pie guy, actually. I like cake.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what was horrifying for me is that I actually missed out on cheesecake, and then I was explained later on that that's technically cheese pie.
What do you mean? Cheesecake.
I'm not going to get into it. openwordnews.com, folks. Thanks for listening for us banter back and forth here. Interesting stories in the news. Pamphleteer, I don't want to leave that story, but is that all you had on that Breitbart story?
One last thing on the Breitbart, Jason Villalba story. Actually, you can follow him on Twitter, at Jason Villalba.
Spell that for them out
that's
there.
I'll start from the beginning here, at JASONVILLALBA. He says HB 2019 is meant to protect officers, not restrict the ability to keep them accountable. It does not prohibit filming. Emphasis on does not. So he's going to take to Twitter to defend his bill. Actually, we're going to put the bill up on the show notes, folks. It's only 3 pages, so you can probably breeze through this pretty quickly. And we'll also link the Breitbart article on there. Folks, if you don't like what you're hearing, if you don't want citizen journalism, which is the foundation, part of keeping government honest, it's literally the fourth, not literally, but unofficially the fourth branch of government. is a free press, and it's part of our First Amendment right to go and get the facts. The people out there want the facts, big man. And if we cannot film, which is another tool in this info war, we got a problem.
You know, I like how you talk about, you know, the info war, but it really is that. It has become a war on ideas and principles. It always has been, though, pamphleteer. Ideas, if you go back into time and you look at the seven-day theory by Tupac, you remember the Machiavellian theory.
Old school.
That's right. You know, and he went old school and brings up The Prince by Niccolò Machiavelli, and you realize that this is nothing new. You look at these principles, you understand that if you can make a people, you can dumb them down and make them care more about sports than they do about their politicians, then you can run Rome.
Yeah.
And we're living in Rome, baby.
Absolutely.
Everybody went crazy. DeMarco Murray got traded. Hey, guess what? Nobody paid attention to the fact that the bomber is still at large, or not at large, is still on trial.
Yeah.
Going on here for the Boston bombing, that Putin was missing for 7 to 10. Who cares?
Yeah,
we lost DeMarco Murray. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm a Cowboy fan, and I'm waiting for them to win. But there is things that are more important. Speaking of our kids' education, though, you know, you look at things like this pamphleteer, and you wonder, Kent Hovind, you know, all he wanted was to share what you and I believe, which is that the good Lord created this earth,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to give factual evidence, which is what he does wonderfully in his video series.
Yeah.
You know, but people don't want to talk about that. People don't want that in our schools.
No, people really want to know where we come from. I mean, they want to teach the actual act that where we come from. They don't want to teach where we came from. They want to teach how we got here.
Well, it's because everybody needs to know how to put things where they belong, pamphleteer.
Like their toys. I don't follow.
Well, for example, porn belongs in the classroom.
Belongs in the what?
Pornographic material belongs in the classroom. This is not what I believe. This is actually what Danish professors and sexologists say. This is actually from The Guardian. And
oh my gosh! You remember sixth grade? I mean, there was sex education. I mean, they showed, you know, boys have this, and girls have that. And
they always had the real weird series of questions. And then there was the condoms on the large round thick objects like bananas.
And they had the really smoking hot teacher, Miss Longoria.
Did you just name the teacher?
What?
It's okay. It could have been one of 50 different teachers.
Nobody knows where we went to middle school. It doesn't even matter. It was middle school.
It was
middle
school anyway. Yeah, but no, you look at this, and they want to start kids with full-on pornography. I'm not even talking about showing diagrams or the cucumbers. They've surpassed that. This is Denmark, folks. This is the land of free sexual experience and enterprise. And what they want to do is they want to have pornography, real pornography, displayed for the children as part of the curriculum. And they've been doing this since the 70s, where they just feel it's an overburden to deny children of this kind of demonstration. I'm not saying this or suggesting this. This is what they believe. But Kent Hovind, then on the other note, is out there trying to get creation theory.
Well, that's just abominable. Why would you even think that we came from a creator? I mean, it's, you know, we came from ooze that oozed out of the ground and came and became fish, and the fish penetrated themselves. And some fish even had to grow male organs.
You know, that made about as much sense as structuring. And that's actually what they have Kent Hovind locked up for right now.
Absolutely, they do.
And for those of you who don't know what structuring is, this is, and I'm really against the RICO Act, and some of you folks will probably disagree with me on that. But I believe if you can't legitimately catch somebody in the act of wrongdoing, you don't get to go undercover and break the law yourself to catch them. I think that that's one of the big things with RICO, is that it really is a violation of many different rights, so many different people. And when it all started back in the 60s and late 60s and 50s, when they started trying to break down the mafia and bring down these huge organizations, that was the big concern, is how far will people take this? How much will they abuse of the power? And now you have Kent Hovind, a man on a mission from God,
mm-hmm.
spreading the gospel,
yep.
funding his ministry through the contributions, millions of people worldwide. He did some dangerous stuff. He literally would make his videos and his explanations and all his marketed material and give it away for free.
Yeah.
That's what makes somebody like that dangerous, because yep. if you're trying to spread the gospel and make money off of it, then you're Al Sharpton. You can get away with it. You'll get a show on MSNBC and all the other good stuff. But if you try to give away the word of the Lord, not make any money off of it, and run a ministry where people believe in you internationally, your stuff is produced in everything from Chinese to Spanish to to Latin, you're a dangerous person. And he was supposed to be released earlier in February. Now we're sitting in March, and he's in contempt of court.
Could be longer. Could be August. Almost.
It could be much longer, unfortunately. Yeah. But Alex Jones actually interviewed him today. So this interview you're about to listen to, folks, actually comes from InfoWars. This is from maybe a few hours ago, and this is Dr. Hovind. And what county is he in?
He is in
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa County in Florida. But you know, he's with his ministry, he has reached over a billion people. Like you said, he had videos translated in Chinese.
That's one in seven people in the world have seen this.
At least.
One in eight people in the world.
And in 30-plus languages around the world. So you could actually go and read more about his ministry at 2 Peter. That's 2peter3.com. Or you can get more information on his actual incarceration at freekenthovid.com. You can check that out. But let's go to that interview from Alex Jones here.
Much, sir. It's an honor. I've loved your program for years. Yes, I certainly feel like a POW, prisoner of war. In case folks haven't followed it, there's a whole lot of tons of information on 2peter3.com, just the number 2, the word Peter, and the number 3, or 2 Peter 3 in the Bible. To summarize quickly, I was a high school science and math teacher for 15 years. I moved to Pensacola in 1989, became an evangelist, traveling the world speaking on the subject of creation, evolution, and dinosaurs. And I was targeted very early by the IRS, early 90s. I tried everything to find out, what do you want? I answered their letters. They never answered mine. Finally, they came with a SWAT team and threw everybody off the property, held my wife hostage for 17 hours, made her open the church safe, took all the money out of there. It's just a long, sad story, and everything is up on 2 Peter 3, and we have tried everything. So finally in 2006, they came with another SWAT team, arrested my wife and I. No warning, no nothing. We have always answered their letters. They have never done anything illegal. And they arrested us for structuring. My wife had just gotten to sleep, and they took her down to the courthouse in her nightgown, wouldn't let her put a robe on, wouldn't let her get dressed, wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. She's 5 feet tall, little grandma, you know, she's amazing, piano teacher. So the charge was structuring, which I'd never heard of. They said, well, yeah, you took your own money out of the bank. Actually, it was ministry money out of the ministry bank account to pay ministry bills back in 2002, 2003, and 2004.
Okay. So, Big Man, that was around the time after I saw him. I saw him in 1999 over at Baptist Temple here in McAllen. And he had an amazing message on dinosaurs. But one of the things that struck me, and I don't know if anybody's out there, if you're listening, if you have access to this audio or video, I'd love to see it and hear it again. He predicted the terrorist attack of 9/11. I mean, he didn't say exactly what happened, but he mentioned that something big was going to happen that will take a lot of freedoms away from the American people. And when that happens, just know that it was not done, but it's not. It was not done by how they say, but it was intentionally done to take our freedoms. And shortly after that, almost a year later, 9/11 happened. And when it did happen, his words in my mind popped in there and said, "This was not a terrorist attack. This was attack on our freedoms." And that's exactly what he said at this event.
You know, one of the things that he talks about in some of the other series that he goes into, he talks about William Cooper. And, you know, some of Cooper's theories, Cooper ended up getting murdered not even a month after the 9/11 attacks. And, you know, he is a dangerous man because I'm a dangerous man. I realize I get a phone call from my cell phone company every 3 to 4 months. I get a lot of usage, but I get a lot of usage. I mean, I use my phone so much that I'm considered to be in the top 6 to 4% of the users within the network group for the company that I use with. So I get a notification telling me, look, we know you have unlimited usage. We know you have unlimited minutes, but you don't actually have unlimited usage and you don't actually have unlimited minutes. What we have is a situation where if you continue to use the amount that you're using this month, we'll be forced to drop you from our carrier provision because it's not worth the amount that you use for the amount that we're getting paid.
So you're really, really taking your money's worth off that.
Oh, yeah. It's unlimited. It's free. I blow it out of proportion. But the thing is, can you imagine if I pick up a second phone, because I get so many phone calls, mm-hmm. that I say, oh, well, you know what? I'll just use my second phone. That way I don't get to those minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I get a phone call back saying, hey, well, sir, technically on both phones, you're surpassing the minutes. We're going to have to incarcerate you. And then I say, but wait a minute, they're both my minutes.
Yeah.
Why does it make a difference anyway?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. Twice. That's what happened to Ken Hovind. He has his own money, which he legally acquired mm-hmm. in his own bank account. Mm-hmm. He's taking out underneath the $10,000 limit so that he doesn't have to bother with the tax ratios and all the other BS. And even though he did that with his own money, and he can prove where the money all came from, and he can prove where the money all went, he's sitting in a federal prison today, and that is religious persecution. I don't care what anybody says or wants to claim that they structured around this argument that they made, mm-hmm. but it's really the emperor has no clothes. They are naked, and they are persecuting, really, a modern-day prophet who, at this point, and my phone has been blowing up as of late, folks, but, you know, that is something so real that people have to take into consideration, pamphleteer.
Well, let's go back to that interview here.
We stopped in 2003. Okay, so what's that's illegal? Well, yeah, you did it in amounts less than $10,000. Oh, so we took it to trial. I thought you're supposed to when you're innocent. There's no crime here at all. After the government putting on their dog and pony show, my attorney said, don't even give a defense. Everybody can see you did not commit a crime. The law says you have to have two or more transactions in one day. Each transaction is under $10,000, but you those two total over $10,000. Okay, well, ours was one transaction every 12 days. Not a crime at all. But then they said, nope, that's structuring. Over those years, you withdrew $430,000 of ministry money to pay ministry bills. Okay. And so we did not even give a defense. At the end of trial, the judge changed the jury instructions and said, if you find they took out less than $10,000, you must find them guilty.
So he changed the law under judicial tyranny right there on the spot.
Well, yes, a woman judge, Judge Casey Rogers, I think that was wrong to change the law. And so the jury, of course, found us guilty. Well, yeah, they took out less than $10,000. You know, go to the bank, take out $10. That's less than $10,000. So, guilty. Then the judge said, now, all that money that was withdrawn, even though you stopped doing this 3 years ago, all that money that was withdrawn over those years, you now owe it to the government. They're going to seize that money. Well, I don't own anything. I live in a church parsonage. I drive a church van. I don't own anything. So they put in a motion saying, we want to seize the church ministry property. Of course, the church trustee said, objection. Why don't you go seize Walmart? They got more money. You know, why don't you go seize something else? No, no. They want to seize the church ministry property to pay these structured funds when there's no crime
sure.
at all involved ever.
And, sir, in the time we have with you, we know you're totally innocent. The New York Times, they had hearings last month that the law says $10,000. They're going after 86-year-old women with no...
So there you have it. I mean, you know that the law is not actually the law if it could change from 1 second to the next second. And you have a big problem here. You have a man that is playing by the rules. Now, he may be jumping through those loopholes, but the loopholes are there for the criminals, apparently. But if you're not a criminal and you're actually going through those loopholes with the right avenues and doing the right things, just because you're doing it right but you're not a criminal makes you a criminal. Interesting how these things work in this world. I'm beside myself because I've seen Kent Hovind's videos. I know why they're coming after him. I see why this government doesn't want his information to be out there. I mean, going day to day and seeing the information that he's covering day to day, he travels across the United States, different congregations, comes in with the beautiful story of creation and dinosaurs, and it's just captivating, big man. It's a captivating story, the way he comes in. But on the other side, he warns the people of the congregations, but listen, there is a big, massive government out there that has grown to a large proportion, and he has been warning the people for over the last 10, 20 years that he's been in ministry. That is one of the major things they're coming after him. The trumped up charges, the what is it? What was it called again?
Structuring.
I mean, come on.
I mean, that has always been my thing with the RICO Act and these situations where officers go quote unquote undercover. All they do is they break the law. They're there doing drugs, beating people up. And I'm sorry, folks, if you don't think that's what really happens when these officers are undercover. Of course, they come back and give a clean urinalysis after 2 months or whatever, or they have somebody else piss in the cup for them. These guys are breaking the law, guys. It's always been the case, and it's unjust, and they shouldn't be doing it because it's entrapment. That's really what it is. But they got so desperate because it's all about money. And if you don't think it's about money, let me tell you a story. It damn well is, because you can sell guns, you can sell drugs in this country as long as you're paying your taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
But when you go into business for yourself, that's a big no-no, because there's only one boss, and that's the tax man.
Yeah. Well, see, now you get into the realm of, well, he's saying that he doesn't own anything. So in essence, what are they going to take from him? They're going to the ministry. And they're trying to take from the ministry, but he's the one spending the time in jail. And, of course, his confidant,
Hansen. Don't forget, John Oliver put it best. You know, civil forfeiture, you know, it's not you on trial.
Yeah.
It's your stuff on trial.
That's true.
And that's the whole thing, too, where that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. How the heck can your property, for those of you who have the time, don't think I'm just making this up. Don't think the pamphleteer is just beating the war drum here. For real, folks, take some time. Look at this case. This is disgusting. This is a Christian being persecuted by the powers that be for calling them out on what they really are, which is people on a rampage trying to take away not only our identity, mm-hmm. our Christianity, our faith, but even the things that we don't care about, our property. And some people say, well, why do you not care about it? Because it's not real, folks. That Rolex on your watch, that Mercedes that you're driving, it's not who you are. And if that's who you think you are, one day you'll figure it out. Openwordnews.com, folks. 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday. We love you. You can love us. Send us some cash, folks. We're not going to get mad at you. Go to openwordnews.com. Thank you so much. Our phones are blowing up, folks, back and forth, Twitter, Facebook. We'll be back here on 93.9 FM, openwordnews.com.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. Openwordnews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit openwordnews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and AVG Cloud Care Specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Summer heat is on the rise, along with your electric bill. So save time and money. Lock in your energy contract today. The choice is yours, and it's yours alone. Call 956-569-3723. That's 956-569-3723. 569-3723 and save more with Mo on the radio.
Don't pay your traffic ticket. Fight for your rights. Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. They'll fight for you and defend your rights. 956-391-2754. RGVDWI.com.
There is no substitute for the healthy glow that comes from taking care of your skin naturally. By using products that are handcrafted with all-natural USDA-certified organic ingredients can help you look and feel your best. Check out PureGanicShop.com, a local company that specializes in organic body care products. That's PureGanics, P-U-R-E-G-A-N-I-X, shop.com. Use promo code OWN14 to get 25% off your order and always free shipping. Shop local, support local, PureGanicShop.com.
WordNews.com, folks, 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday, right here for you folks, fighting for freedom, liberty, American justice, and all that other good stuff, apple pie, baked beans, and potato salad.
Fighting the good fight of faith, big man. I mean, you gotta stand. Christians out there that are listening to this program, they got to stand up and write your congressmen, write your senators, write your mayor, write your governor, whatever you got to do. If you don't like what's going on, one letter. If they get one letter, that equals 1,000 people.
And they know
that. If they get one phone call, that then they know that, too. So they're gauging it. It's not like they're not listening.
That's why it's dangerous. When you have 100,000 people who show up somewhere, that's why they shut up and listen.
That's 1,000,000 people.
Because that's 1,000,000 people. Absolutely. Like, oh, man, I can't even mess around.
Yeah, there's 1,000,000 people that are behind those. And folks, 2% of the population in the colonial times, or actually during the Revolutionary War, 2% fought the battle. 2%.
No, my friend. 2% won the war.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you for the correction. 2% won the war. But we're not trying to do a war with bullets and guns and all that. It's a spiritual warfare. And that's what Ken Hovind ends up going to.
You know, one of the things I love about him as a person and the way he looks at things, he goes, "Don't worry, folks. I've read the last page of the chapter. And I know what happens. We win."
Right. We win.
And that's beautiful. You know, hearing him, go back to that, if you could, pamphleteer, just to hear him, even for a few more minutes. This is a man who's been wrongfully imprisoned for over almost 10 years.
Record, who run tiny diners that seat 10 people who would make cash deposits every day of less than 1,000 and then would write checks on that. They call depositing it structuring and money laundering. So they do whatever they want outside of law. It's all admitted. You should be released. They've overturned other cases like yours. Here's the big question. Why did they target you? Obviously to shut you down. What do you think of the massive persecution of the church now? It's meant to intimidate the church into submitting, going under government faith-based initiative, in my view. Give us your take on that. And then B, how do we free Kent Hovind?
Well, yes, there are plenty of websites. FreeKentHovind.com. It's H-O-V-I-N-D. Norwegian name, Hovind. Congress needs to repeal that stupid structuring law. They need to get a lot of pressure to say, look, would you, IRS apologize for misusing it. Well, that's step one, but that's nowhere close to enough. Get Congress to repeal the stupid law and, very important, make it retroactive and say, okay, anybody ever arrested under this stupid law is hereby released and all money taken from them is hereby returned and they get $1,000,000 for every year false incarcerated.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
I've been locked up over 100 months away from my family. I've been moved 23 times all over the country, diesel therapy, trying to shut me up. I am an outspoken Christian. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. And with my science background, I've done 100 debates against atheists, and I slaughter them sweetly in Christian love. So they just hate me for just teaching the truth. And there are thousands of anti-Hovind websites.
They are totalitarian scum. This just proves it. They're the opposite of liberals in your case.
Oh, I gotta love
you're
Alex
such
Jones,
a gentleman.
Man.
You're so
love
sweet.
Him.
You reached 1,000,000,000 people. You were a superstar who was very humble. You just come across as a total Boy Scout. And they are to see an innocent man persecuted like this makes me sick. And these churches have been intimidated by this type of stuff to submit to the government now and even teach what the government says. It is disgusting. Yep. I'm sorry, go ahead.
To make it even worse, a year ago, I filed a perfectly legitimate lawsuit against the Bureau of Prisons for keeping my legal box and hindering me from filing my motions. And I filed a perfectly lawful Liz pendant, a litigation pending, which says, hey, because they wanted to sell the church property. They did. They already did.
And now they're coming after you for pro se activity. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, they wanted it. I just finished trial last Friday. They came after me again, a two-week trial, saying you face another 100 years in prison for filing this Liz Pendens and for contempt of court, which is insane. The jury was a hung jury on every count except for one. They did find me guilty of contempt of court of a 2007 order, and my attorney is putting in a motion saying, look, there was no law on that. That one
made Will you ever out get out of prison? It's incredible. How long have you been in prison? How long will they keep you? They just keep trying to pile it up. What happened in the new court case?
Well, the new court case, it was a hung jury on everything except one count, and I was found guilty of... and that one carries anywhere from nothing to, there's no limit, 100 years, I suppose. Contempt of court, which, what on earth is that? So we're working now to get
Let's cut there, pamphleteer. You know, contempt of court for something he should have never been in court for in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's just disgusting. It really is. You know what, pamphleteer? I have been one of those people who is completely jaded and having met politicians, and I just don't. I just have this air about me that I know how disgusted I can be by people and how fake they are as they smile. It's almost like Napoleon, you know, you have the velvet glove and you have the steel mace in there. And I look at Hovind and I don't see that. I see a man who is unique in the sense that, and everybody says, oh, well, everybody's unique. I go, no, hold on. What I want you to understand is here you have before you either the world's greatest liar, or a man who has completely dedicated his life to serving the Lord,
yeah,
loving his wife, and growing the ministry. Pretty much a Boy Scout. And that's disgusting to the powers that be.
Yeah.
Literally giving away all the knowledge, not trying to profit off of anything, but spreading the gospel. Seeing his personal testimony of how he... associates one of his early experiences with trying to help somebody understand and explore the knowledge of what is the Lord, and seeing where he's at today, and then hearing him speak today, he didn't sound like a man beaten and underneath any kind of authority other than that of his supreme maker. And bless, you know what? May the Lord bless him.
Yeah.
And everything he's doing.
We need to pray for him, and we need to pray for everyone out there that's supporting him, because he's got a great support group. Actually, if you go to Facebook, there's actually a Facebook page made for him, Free Kent Hovind. And you can also, anything you post on there, go ahead and hashtag Free Kent. You know, there's so many things that you can do right now. You can definitely go to the website that he has up right now, freekenthovind.com, or you can also... I think the 2peter3.com, 2peter3.com is another website you can go to check out more. But, you know, we're out of time, big man. We don't really have much time left. You know, one of the things that struck me, though, which was heartbreaking almost, is that the judge had the audacity, and you'll hear it in the report that we're going to post, the judge had the audacity to compare him or make him worse than a child molester. Unbelievable.
Than a rapist. And the reason she made that quote is because he showed evidence that the gentleman who persecuted him, who was the attorney for the state or for the Fed, actually ended up getting busted for child. That was the thing.
Wow.
He was either on his way to go visit a five-year-old, or he had a five-year-old in possession. Something crazy like that. And that's also in the show notes and things of that nature.
We'll put that
so,
up.
So, you know, you have... People.
They really want to go throw him under the bus.
OpenWordNews.com, folks. 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday. Free Kent. Hashtag Free Kent. Hashtag Free Kent. Please, folks, pray for this man. OpenWordNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Free Kent. Hashtag Free Kent. Kent Hovind, folks. For your children's sake, watch a video of his. It'll blow your mind. OpenWordNews.com. We got to go.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. OpenWordNews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit OpenWordNews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and AVG cloud care specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.